Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to the battleground, the stockade, whichever way you want to call it. I think the battleground is the complex and the stockade is the baseball field. But the Indians will be taking on the tough Rushi Raiders. They come in at 14-4 overall, and 2 years in a row in the state finals, I believe, maybe 3 years in a row, something like that. I think 3 years ago they were state champions, and we're come on a little early because there will be after numerous tries, we're going to have a dedication ceremony for the Lefevre Family Complex, and that'll be coming up here pretty shortly. We'll break for that in a couple of minutes when that gets started. So you'll be able to hear that here on Fort Recovery Radio, and we'll have it in the archives. And we will also make sure that WPGW gets it, although the actual speaking part of it will be very brief from my understanding. So Indians coming in at 7-6, 4-3 in the MAC. Some common opponents. Fort Recovery lost to Coldwater 13-3, and Coldwater beat Rushi 10-0. I would say that was a little bit of a strange little thing. Marion Local also beat them at the WCSM Invitational over at St. Henry. Marion Local beat them 2-0, and Marion Local beat us 6-5. We scored, I think, 3 or 4 in the top of the seventh, and they scored 3 to come away with the victory in the bottom of the seventh for Marion Local. Beat Anna first game of the season 8-3 and beat them on Thursday 10-2. We were supposed to play Anna last night. Got there, got set up, got ready to go, and the light drizzle turned into heavy drizzle. They covered the mound, covered the home plate, and never uncovered them. It just got a little more and a little more puddles of water in the infield, and that just wasn't going to work. So we were also supposed to play Houston. That got rained out early in the season. They played them and beat them 12-0 and 15-1. Let's see. Those are St. Henry. St. Henry beat us. I've lost that. Oh, there it is. We beat St. Henry 2-0 just a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday. And then Rushi beat St. Henry in the consolation game, I believe, of the WCSM thing back in early April. Rushi beat them 7-2. And I think that's most. Oh, Rushi beat New Bremen 3-0. And of course, just Thursday, the perfect game from Alex Dews, and Indians came away with a 4-0 victory there. So they've had some impressive numbers up there. First game, we will be having Alex Garkey on the mound, and they will have Jude Counts on the mound. And with them being in the Shelby County League, don't know a lot about all of that. But so some other things that's coming up. Tournament drawing is going to be tomorrow, and that is a coaches tournament drawing. Next week, we are scheduled with 5 games, I believe. Monday, baseball at Arcanum. Tuesday, we host St. Mary's. Thursday, we host Versailles. And that's the completion of the game from April 9th, where we stopped on the top of the 5th. We're getting ready for the beginning of the dedication, so we'll be back in just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the battlegrounds of the Lefevre Family Baseball Softball Complex. Today's varsity matchup is between the Raiders of Rushi and the Fort Recovery Indians. Now the lineup for the Raiders. In center field, wearing number 2, Felix Francis. At shortstop, wearing number 24, Braylon Cordonnier. In left field, wearing number 12, Braden Monin. At third base, wearing number 21, Hayden Quintard. On the mound, wearing number 7, Jude Counts. At second, wearing number 26, Zeb Schultze. At the DH, wearing number 23, Ben Rinderly. At first base, wearing number 18, Maddox Gabeau. Catching, wearing number 11, Cooper Unverfurth. In right field, wearing number 10, Micah Grishop. On the bench, number 3, Matteo Morelli. Number 20, Adam Haney. And now, the starting lineup for your Fort Recovery Indians. Number 22, Rex Leverett. Number 12, Riggs Toby. In left field, wearing number 99, Reese Wendell. At shortstop, wearing number 4, Alex Dews. At the DH, wearing number 10, Hayden Homan. At first base, wearing number 27, Gavin Fowler. In center field, wearing number 11, Roy Homan. At third base, wearing number 6, Hayden Greasy. On the mound, wearing number 44, Alex Garkey. Catching, wearing number 13, Mason Diller. In right field, wearing number 25, Reese Evers. And at second base, wearing number 14, Sage Wendell. We live in a country with freedoms like no other. Let's all stand, remove our caps, and join in the singing of our national anthem, sung today by Indian Senior
and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's bright glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
What a girl.
Okay, we're back here after the national anthem, several other things. We thought they were going to do the dedication ceremony at the beginning of the game, as usually do, but it's going to be at the end of the half inning, I guess. So I guess we'll find out when they do it. This is when they're going to do it. So I think we could got partway through what was going on here. Monday, baseball at Arcanum. Tuesday, we host St. Mary's. Thursday, we host Versailles. That's a completion of the game from early April, where we were in the top of the fifth inning, down 4-0, 5-0, can't remember which. And then they're going to finish that and play a full game or as much as they can get in before dark. And then Friday, we're doing the makeup game at Delphus St. John's from earlier in April. And then Saturday, we host Tri-Village. So that's what's going on. And we're going to start the first inning here. And it'll be Felix Francis, the center fielder, followed by Braylon Cordonnier, the shortstop, and Braden Monin, the left fielder for the Rushi Raiders.
Felix Francis.
Alex Garkey on the mound for the Indians. And Mason Diller behind the plate, giving Riggs Toby a rare day off. First pitch, a called strike. Nice pitch by Alex Garkey. Good, strong fastball right across the plate. The ball's in a strike. He hits one kind of, well, I think Troy had to move a half of a step. Basically, it hit right at him. One up, one down for the Raiders here in the top of the first. Shortstop Braylon Cordonnier will be coming to the plate. Braden Monin on deck. Left-handed batter, Cordonnier, and he hits one hard. That's going toward the gap over the left fielder's head. That'll roll to the fence. Reese Wendell comes up with it with a throw back into the cutoff man, the shortstop, and a one-out double puts Braylon Cordonnier at the plate. Braden Monin, the left fielder, batting right-handed. Hayden Quinter, the third baseman, will be on deck. Monin, a senior. So he's thrown three pitches, and they swung at two of them. So Alex Garkey comes to the plate. That's a strike. Top of the strike zone. No balls and a strike to Monin. Garkey looks in, gets a sign, glances back at the runner at second base. That's a little outside, a ball and a strike. One and one, one out. A one out double has Cordonnier at second base here, top of the first inning. That one is hit up the middle, and it's going to go to center field. Center fielder gets it back in pretty quickly and holds Cordonnier at third base. And on the throw to home, Monin goes to second. So they have runners at second and third. Hayden Quinter, the senior third baseman, will come to the plate. Second and third, one out. Alex Garkey on the mound for the Indians. He's been throwing strikes, but they've been putting the bat on the ball. Quinter at the plate. Garkey comes to the plate. That one must have been a little low or outside, inside maybe. I'm not sure. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. I think that's the first one out of four batters that his first pitch wasn't a strike. That's a swing and a miss. Might have been a little bit of a tip on that. A ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Cordonnier at third for the Raiders. Monin at second. Garkey comes to the plate again. That one's a little inside. Two balls and a strike. One out, two on for the Raiders. Top of the first inning, just getting going here at the Battleground. That's a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Quinter, the cleanup hitter for Raiders. next. Garkey looks in, gets his sign. That one's lifted foul down the right field line, out of play. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Quinter Jude counts the pitcher on deck. That's a little outside. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Alex Garkey looks in. That's a little low, and that'll load the bases. So we have Braylon Cordonnier at third, Braden Monin at second, Hayden Quinter at first, and Jude Counts, the pitcher, coming to the plate. Zeb Schulze on deck. Counts senior, batting right-handed. 1 out, bases full of Raiders. Garkey trying to work out of a little bit of a jam here. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. First game of a doubleheader here today. That one's down in the dirt, blocked by Diller. That will, he keeps it in front of him so the runners all stay. A ball and a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Way too many Raiders on the base paths. Ooh, that looked pretty good. Called a ball. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1. 1 out. First man flew out with a hard fly ball to center field. That one gets away, and Alex comes in to cover the plate. They are not, he did not send the runner from third. Probably, I couldn't see where the ball went because the pillar is blocking me, but going to say that was probably wise because Diller got to it pretty quick and Alex was there. 3 balls and a strike. Nowhere to put him. That one's a called strike. Full count now. He walked the last guy from a full count. Let's see if he can get this one out. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 3 runners on base. That one's way high. And that will walk in a run. And that'll move. Cordonnier will score. Monin will go to third. Quinter will go to second. Counts will go to first on the 1-out walk. And base is still loaded. Zeb Schulze will come in, be coming to the plate. Coach Eink goes out to talk with his guys. Part of it is to get Alex Garkey kind of calmed down a little bit, and part of it is to decide where we're going to go on a ground ball. If we're going to go home every time or what's exactly going to happen there. So Zeb Schulze, the second baseman, will be the batter when we resume play. Ben Rinderly, designated hitter, is on deck. There's 1 out, 1 run in, 3 Raiders on base. Zeb Schulze will come to the plate. Right-handed batting junior second baseman. Alex Garkey trying to get out of this jam. Allowed 1 run already. That one's, whoa, check swing right at the Raiders on deck circle. Fancy footwork by Ben Renderly there to avoid getting hit in the leg. He jumped up in the air and went right under his feet. Whew, that could have been bad. So no balls and a strike. Alex Garkey coming to the plate again. That one's a little low. Ball on a strike. Except for one batter, his first pitch has been a strike to all 6 of these batters, but he's given up a couple of hits and a couple of walks. That one's a foul, kind of off to the third base dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and Zeb Schulze, the second baseman, at the plate. 1 out. Garkey looks in. That one's lifted shallow right field. Second baseman goes out, has it. That's out number 2, and the runners have to stay. So if we can get this one, we can get out of this bases loaded jam with only one out, or with only one run, excuse me. And that's going to bring designated hitter Ben Renderly, the senior, to the plate. Garkey, first pitch again, a swing and a miss on a strike. So 6 out of 7, his first pitch has been a strike. So he's on, but he did walk a couple. So Garkey looks in again, 2 outs now. That one hits him. So that'll score another run. And Hayden Quinter will go to third. Jude Counts goes to second. Ben Renderly goes to first after being hit. The catcher, Cooper Unverfirth, will come to the plate. Sophomore, batting right-handed. That one's first pitch, again, a strike, fouled down the right field line, way out of play. Base is still full, 2 men out now. Garkey, pitch goes, comes in, and he gets, flares it out into right field, and that will score another run. It's 3-0 and another base hit, and the base is still full. Micah Greasup's now going to be your batter. He's the right fielder for the Raiders. Base is full. Garkey comes to the plate. That's fouled out of play. Down the right side. No balls and a strike. So he's faced 9 batters here, and everyone except one, the first pitch has been a strike. So it's not that he isn't throwing strikes. So Garkey comes to the plate again. That one's a called strike on outside corner. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Base is still full of Raiders. 3 runs in the inning. Garkey looks in, shakes off 1, shakes off 2. Now he's ready. Comes to the plate. That's called strike 3. And that's it for the Raiders here in the top of the first inning. But we look at this. They got 3 runs in on a couple of hits and some things like that. So we'll be back with the bottom of the first right after this.
Need gas? Stop into Forsyth Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day.
Today we are joined at the ballpark by Helen LaFever and her family. Helen and Cy's generous donation helped make this beautiful complex possible. Thank you to all of our donors, and especially the LaFever family, for making the Battlegrounds and the LaFever family baseball and softball complex a great facility for many generations to come. Let's all give them a round of applause.
Okay, we just heard the little bit of a thank you for the LaFever family. And so I think we have time for a message from one of our sponsors here. So we'll try to get that going here.
We're accustomed to that.
Yeah, so.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gift to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to the LeFevre Family Complex, the battleground, and this specifically is the stockade. As if you've been here, you'll know that we have a stockade pillars, palisades out in the right field corner. And just a really, really nice place. And the LeFevre family with a large donation and a number of other great sponsors that have made this facility possible. And after our sixth try, we finally got the dedication made. It wasn't exactly how we wanted it to go, but that is as good as we could finally get. So Reese LeFevre is going to lead it off for our Indians. Jude Counts is the pitcher for the Rushi Raiders, and his first pitch is a called strike. Reese Wendell, the left fielder. Alex Dews on deck. That one's high. One ball, one strike. That one's fouled back to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Counts looks in, gets his sign. 1-2 pitch. That one's low. Two balls, two strikes. Two count to the leadoff batter here for the Indians, looking to get some of these runs back. That one's way high. Three balls, two strikes. Jude Counts, the senior right-hander. That one hits him in the left shoulder. So Reese Wendell goes to first, man on base for the Indians. And he does like to cause a little trouble for the pitcher, getting distracted a little bit, and pretty good at stealing bases. So we'll see how this goes. So I think, yep, something was going on there. Umpire asking somebody to do something in the dugout, not sure what. So they got that all sorted out. Alex Deuce is going to be our batter. He's shortstop today. After pitching a perfect game, 27 up, 27 down on Thursday against New Bremen. Counts throws over to first base, and Reese Wendell dives back. So he was able to get himself dirty right away. Alex Deuce with a swing and a miss on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Nobody out. Our first runner on base, Reese Wendell, at first base with after getting plunked a little bit on his left shoulder. Counts looks in. Alex is ready. That one's a little high, 1-1. Reese Wendell goes back to first. Caden Holman, the designated hitter, is on deck for our Indians. Counts glances over at Reese, throws over. Reese back easily with another dive. One ball, one strike. Reese moving around a little bit there. Showed a bunt, pulled back, and it's a called strike. One ball, two strikes. Now he probably will not be bunting on two strikes. If it goes foul, it's an out. So 1-2 count to Alex Dews. Nobody out. Reese Wendell at first. Another little step, takes off, and it's ball, and the pitch, the throw is down there, and he got him. That was a great throw. It was right where the second baseman needed it. It was on the just a slightly to the first base side and down where Reese was sliding, so that is one out, and it's a 2-2 count to Alex Dews. I thought when Reese took off that he was going to get that pretty easily, but the catcher was ready, and he threw a BB right to exactly where he wanted it. That one's a called strike on the inside corner. So that is a strikeout looking, and that's two outs now. Two up, two down the hard way. That'll bring up Caden Holman. He's been really putting the bat on the ball this spring. He is a force to be reckoned with at the plate. Counts will come to the plate. That one's a little low, I believe. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bases empty now after Reese Wendell thrown out at second, trying to steal. Kevin Fowler on deck. Big ol' swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Caden Homan designated hitting today for Sage Wendell, the second baseman. Counts looks in. Gets a sign. Caden Homan with a... That one dropped down in the below the strike zone, but he put a weak swing on it. Thought he was going to get it, and it was out of his reach and tried to hold up, but didn't. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Nobody on base for our Indians. He hits one. That'll go up the middle across second base. Shortstop comes across behind second base. Has it. I thought that one might get through there. A lot of times it will. The shortstop was playing right where he needed to play. So three up, three down the hard way. We'll be back with the top of the second inning right after this. The Raiders lead 3-0.
Need gas? Stop into Forsyth Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Forsyth Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Forsyth Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Forsyth Streets. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Welcome back. We are here at the battleground, the stockade, and it'll be the top of the second. The Raiders batted around in the first, so their leadoff man, Felix Francis, will lead off for the Raiders. He hit a hard fly ball right at Troy Homan in center field his first time up. Alex Garkey still on the mound. It's a strike. So this is the 10th batter he's faced, and only one of them was not a first pitch strike. So he's doing his job, but the Raiders are just a good hitting ball club. Swing and a weak swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. That slow curve, he was way out ahead of that and tried to hold up. No balls, two strikes. Alex Garkey looks in, gets his sign from Mason Diller. That one's a little low in the zone, and he was able to hold up on that one. One ball, two strikes to Felix Francis. Braylon Cordonnier on deck. Swing and a miss. That's a strikeout. One up, one down for the Raiders. And Braylon Cordonnier will come to the plate. He hit a double into the left center field gap his first time up. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes. Cordonnier, the shortstop, batting left-handed. Braden Monin on deck. That one tried to hold up, and it hit his bat. A little foul ball at the plate. Rolls back to the screen. A ball and a strike. One out. Nobody on for the Raiders here in top of inning number two. That one's high and inside. One ball, or two balls, one strike. Cordonnier at the plate. He scored the game's first run. That one's lifted very, very high back in behind us. I thought it might go straight up, but probably went over to the girls' softball diamond. Way out of play. Two balls, two strikes to Cordonnier. Mason Diller behind the plate for the Indians, relieving Riggs Toby, getting a rare game off. That one's a pretty good pitch. Must have been a little outside. That was a 3-2 count now. That looked pretty good. Garkey will come with a 3-2. Ooh, must have been a little inside. So that's another base on balls. That'll put Cordonnier at first with one away. Braden Monin will come to the plate. He hit a single in the first inning and scored the game's second run. Hayden Quinter, the cleanup batter, on deck. Monin Sr. batting right-handed. Garkey ready, throws over to first. And he was off a little bit, just about caught him off guard, but Cordonnier able to get back in time. Glances over again. A little bit of a lead. Garkey comes to the plate. Ooh, a little inside. One ball, no strikes. That's pretty good pitch, I thought, but must have been a little inside. One ball, no strikes, one out. Runner at first with a walk. Braden Monin at the plate. That one's a little high. Two balls, no strikes. First time he's been down 2-0. Garkey looks in, shakes off a pitch, says, yep, Mason, this is what I'm throwing. Catching the runner at first out of the corner of his eye. Runner takes off and down in the dirt, and Mason just holds on to it. Probably the only thing he could have done is throw it and throw it away. So wisely hangs on to it. He was not going to get Cordonnier unless he fell down. Three balls, no strikes now. So by far deepest in the count he's gone on a batter. Monin at the plate. That one's a beautiful pitch right down the middle. Three balls and a strike. Monin, then Quinter. One out, runner at second base now. That one's a little low. So he's walked two in a row here. And Coach Eink is going to go out and talk to him and calm him down a little bit. And again, probably talk to his infield and see what they're going to do in, you know, if the ball goes this way, that way, whatever it might be. Let's take this opportunity to look at some standings here. Had a few games that didn't go how people expected on Thursday. St. Henry beat Versailles in 8 innings, 8-3. Minster beat Coldwater 6-5. Fort Recovery beat New Bremen 4-0 with Alex Deuce's perfect game. Adolphus St. John's beat Marion Local 2-1, and Parkway beat New Knoxville 4-2. So it looks like we're going to get us a new pitcher. Is that going to be Troy? Yep, going to be Troy Homan. Let's just take a break, and we'll do a couple of messages, and then we'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Stockade, where our Indians are down 3-0. There's one out, and then there's two runners on base with one out, two walks given up by Alex Garkey. So we switch pitchers, and it'll be Troy Homan now pitching for Indians, and he and Mason Diller go out to halfway between the mound and home plate to get their signals worked out and make sure they're on the same page. And Hayden Quinter will step in for the Rushi Raiders. Hayden Quinter, then Jude Counts, the pitcher on deck. Tries to put a bunt down and just barely got a piece of it, and it bounced down, hit the plate, and rolled back to the backstop. So no balls and one strike to Hayden Quinter. No balls, one strike. Troy Homan on the mound for the Indians. Sees his sign. Runners with a little bit of a lead out there. There's a full swing, and that's fouled over toward the Indians' dugout. Little squibbler. No balls, two strikes now to Quinter. One out. Runners at first and second, both by way of a walk from Alex Garkey. And Alex Garkey is now, I believe, at second base, maybe? No, I'm not sure. Can't tell for sure where he went. He might, we'll just see. Troy Homan, no balls, two strikes. That's a swing and a miss. And that's the second out of the inning. Runners still at first and second. The pitcher, Jude Counts, will come to the plate. Senior pitcher batting left-handed. Two outs, two on. Troy Homan comes to the plate. A little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Troy looks in. Runners with a little bit of a lead. That one's down too low. Two balls, no strikes. Just needs to bring it up a little bit there, Troy. Pitcher for the Raiders, Jude Counts at the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Zeb Schulze, the second baseman on deck. Troy glances at the runners, comes to the plate. I think that was a called strike, although he sort of went at it, but it was going to be a strike no matter what. Two balls and a strike now. Two outs. Troy Homan trying to get us out of this jam after Alex Garkey walked a couple of batters to lead off the inning. One out and then started walking them. That one's must have been a little inside. Three balls and a strike. Looked pretty good from up here, but we're off to the side. Jude Counts at the plate. 3-1, two outs. Troy looks back at the runners. Big old swing and a miss. It'll run the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on. And runners will probably be going on the pitch. 3-2, two outs. Counts at the plate. Homan on the mound for the Indians. That one's down in the dirt and bounces, and that'll walk the bases full. That will bring Zeb Schulze, the second baseman, to the plate. Junior batting right-handed. Two outs, three runners on again for the Raiders. They loaded the bases in the first and kept them loaded. They ended up with them loaded but brought three runs in. Troy Homan will look in again. One ball, no strikes. That one looked pretty good but must have been a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Schulze, Jr., two balls, no strikes. Troy's looking in. That one's a little off. Three balls, no strikes. His last two have been pretty close, but the umpire just kind of gave him a little nod and said, nope. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs. This one will be a strike. Nope, that one's too low. Usually you get that real for certain strike that the batter is not going to swing at. He'd be taken, but he was taken, and that one was low. So that walks the bases full and gets another run in. So it's now 4-0 for the Raiders. We're in the top of the second inning. Ben Renderly, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. Still two outs. Troy trying to get out of this jam. He's walked two after he struck out one when he came in. Renderly at the plate. Big old swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Right-handed batter, Renderly. A little low, 1-1. So Troy looks in. That one's a hard hit ball. Hit line shot to the shortstop. Alex Dews could have, should have had it, but he does knock it down. Run scores. He cannot make a play. And bases are full. So I don't know if you give him an error on that hard shot or not. With the runner at second passing more or less in front of him. Not sure exactly how that's going to go, but Unberfirth now at the plate, the catcher. I'm going to put him down as a hit, but that one's a hard hit ball into center field. Comes in, gets his glove on it, and does not go. A great throw to home plate, but it was a little high. And I believe that was Sage Wendell out there in center field, threw a really nice throw to the plate, but did not get him. And that will score a couple more. And that'll bring Micah Grease up. Okay, so we have Micah Greasup, the right fielder, comes to the plate. So we have runners at first and second for the Raiders. Four runs in the inning. 7-0 now the score. And Micah Greasup is at the plate, the ninth batter for the Raiders. If we can get him out, that'd be twice in a row they put nine batters to the plate. We hope that's all they get. So first pitch is a little off. One ball, no strikes. Still two outs. Troy Homan trying to work his way out of that. That one's low and in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Trying to stop the bleeding. Troy came in and got his first man out, and then two walks and two hard hit balls that's a hard hit ball into right field. The runner from second goes to third. Ball quickly back in. And that puts Renderly at third. Unverfirth at second. Adam Greasup at first with a single. And Felix Francis will come to the plate for the second time this inning, the third time this game.
Now batting number two, Felix Francis.
Base is full now. Braylon Cordonnier on deck. That one's hit into the gap in right center field. One run scores. Two runs score. They're having trouble getting the ball picked up. And a 3 RBI triple for Felix Francis, who struck out his first time up this inning. And it's now 10-0 Raiders with a runner at third. And shortstop Braylon Cordonnier batting left-handed. His first time up, he walked and scored. That one's... Hi, Dave Kappa. I think I saw you out there mowing. Did you get your yard all mowed and trimmed? That one's lifted way up high. Infield, right side. Third baseman cannot play it. And the runner was across home plate before the ball came down. And he scores, and I believe that's 11 to nothing. I'm going to count it again, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to nothing.
Wow.
So we've walked a few. You probably weren't listening with the mower going, but the Raiders scored three times in the first inning.
Well,
and every pitch, every batter, for the first 10 batters, Alex Garkey threw a strike to the first batter, first pitch to every batter except one. And he still walked a couple. They got hits. This is a pretty good team that we're playing here.
Yeah, pretty solid team. Yeah,
two balls and a strike.
Holy cow.
Yep.
I thought I'd better come over and stop the bleeding. Fonzie wasn't doing a very good job.
Well, I didn't help him much, I can tell you that.
Not sure I will either. Well, on the way over, I saw two drop balls, so that's not helping.
No. Had a line shot to Alex that fell, and
center fielder. Who's out there
I believe that's Sage out there now. I think Sage went out there. Troy went to pitch, and Alex Garkey went to second base is what I can tell from here. So, and then we dropped that one. So that one's a base hit into right field. And quickly back in to hold the runner to the lead runner to second base. And
now batting number 21.
It'll be Hayden Quinter. The right field or third baseman. Wow. I have no idea where I am, Joppy.
Well, I'll do the next inning. I'll get us some runs. Yeah. How's that sound?
Yep. Yes. Yes.
They got 11 runs on 6 hits, I see, if that's correct.
Yeah, I haven't counted this inning's hits, but number of walks. We walked 2 in the first. I think we walked 3 or 4 here, a couple of errors, and a number of nice base hits like you just saw there. So Quinter at the plate, 1 ball, no strikes. A little high, 2 balls and no strikes.
Well, when you give those guys extra outs, Neil, we talk about it every time you play a decent team. You give them extra outs, they take advantage of every one of them, and they make you pay.
Yep, and this is a really good team. 2 or 3 years in a row, they've been in the state finals. A couple of years ago, I think a state champion. That one's fouled out into the parking lot. Probably going to bounce and hit somebody's car, but not going to drill it. So
that guy was going to try to catch it on the bounce in his truck, Neil.
Yeah. Hey, he almost
that'd have been a hell of a play.
That would have been play. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 runners on, 2 men out. That one's high. 3-1.
Did we beat Anna last night?
We did not play. We got the game. We were getting ready to start. That? Went on the air. I was on the air for almost a minute. Before they started covering up the mound and batter's box. Shortstop over to first in time. And that is out number 3, but they score. 8 runs on some hits and some walks. We'll figure that out in a minute. So we'll be back with the bottom of the second inning. Indians needing runs right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Going to be 4-5-6 here for the Indians. Gavin Fowler, Troy Homan, and Caden Greasy leading off the Tribe, and they need a bunch of hits and a bunch of runs. We trail 11-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Gave up 3 runs in the first, 8 in the second, and that's our score right now.
Yeah.
Curveball comes across for a strike. Gavin falls behind, no balls, 2 strikes.
We did, it is only the second inning, so we have 6 more chances to get there. But
swing and a miss.
Yep. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. That's kind of what Alex Garkey was doing to start the game off, but they were getting hits.
Well, I was kind of peeking over here, and I kept seeing our defense out in the field, and I knew that wasn't a good sign. So,
yep.
Troy Homan steps in with 1 away in the bottom of the second.
Hope you weren't watching too much, otherwise you'll have curvy lines in your your guard.
Super straight.
Okay.
Perfectly straight.
I'm not surprised unless you're paying more attention to the game than the mowing.
I didn't hit any trees.
Well, that's good.
I got to go around a little over 140 trees.
I don't think
I hit one.
Wow, that many? It looks like I would have said a couple dozen. That's a lot of trees.
Oh, there's a bunch out there.
That's beautiful. That is really nice.
2 balls, no strikes. The T-Rex here. One of our 7 seniors on the squad, Neil.
Yep.
Now he's pitching.
And I figured we'd probably have several guys pitch 2 or 3 innings each of the games today, get everybody a little bit of time out there on the mound. But
yeah,
I think we were hoping to get more out of Alex.
I'm quite sure.
Yep.
There's a strike right there. Troy taking all the way. 3 balls and a strike.
Alex Dews only pitched 75 pitches in that perfect game on Thursday, so he could probably pitch a couple here and get a little
extra. I doubt he will. I don't think they'll put him in, maybe.
I thought it might for a little bit of stuff to get a little work just for the fun of it.
You never know. All right, T-Rex takes ball 4, and he'll head down to first base as the second base runner for the Indians. Supposedly, I see that Reese Wendell got hit by a pitch to lead the game off for the Indians and then got thrown out at second, huh?
Yep, tried to steal. I thought he had it made. He had a pretty good jump, and that catcher threw a BB right where the second baseman needed, or maybe shortstop, whatever it was. I think second baseman where he needed it, and tagged him.
Put the tag on him.
Actually, the ball came into the glove, and Reese slid into it. It was exactly where that fielder needed it.
That one's taken high to Caden. 2 balls, no strikes.
Grizzlies had a pretty good bat going this spring. Like to see him get hold of one here. Find a gap.
Head down to the old Reds game this afternoon.
What time does that start?
The game starts, I think, at 6:10.
Oh, okay.
I think the bus is leaving here around 2:30.
Oh, yeah, that's the
community club.
Community club, yep. Yep.
That shouldn't be any fun.
Well, it'll be fun until somebody gets in jail or something.
Until we got to bail somebody out. There's a hard hit ball down the right field line. Foul. Up against the rolls all the way back to the old wooden fence. So,
yep.
Caden right on it, taking a 2-0 pitch for a ride.
2-1 now. Grizzy steps back in.
Alex Garkey on deck for the Indians, followed by Mason Diller.
Yep, Mason catching for Riggsy today.
Giving him a blow.
Yep. Pretty sure Riggs will be back for the second one, but we'll see.
Gets a piece of it and puts her back in the screen. Just a little high right there. Couldn't get on top of him. Evens the count at 2-2. I don't think we're going to see Troy go to second unless there's a pass ball. We need a bunch of runs here, folks.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Got him looking on a called third strike that came across the outside corner of the plate. And that's going to be 2 punch outs here in the inning for Rushi. And that is 3 Ks already for the Indians through 5 outs. That brings number 44, Alex Garkey, to the plate. Garks was our starting pitcher and just, hey, put it to him, didn't they?
Yeah, he was throwing strikes till all of a sudden he wasn't. He walked two straight guys on about 9 pitches, but they had been hitting him. But he was throwing strikes. Until he walked that first guy, he hadn't been. I don't think he had a 3-ball count on anybody.
His curveball stays up on Alex too. 1 ball, 1 strike. Troy Boy still down there at first.
Yep, they're just an aggressive team, and they just were doing anything
confident.
They could.
They are confident.
Oh yes.
That curveball stays up. 2-1. Yeah, let's get a hit here, Alex. See once what happens.
Yep.
Get a couple across the old home plate here. This will be a quick game. 11-0. That's way high. 3-1.
Yep. Well, it might not be a quick game if they get 6 or 8 runs every inning.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We we might we only to, be 5 innings. It might be
score.
3 hours.
That pitch taken high and inside, and that's the second walk given up this inning. By Rishi pitcher. Who's on the mound for him? Spencey, let me roll
this
it.
This guy right here.
Juju counts.
Now batting number 13, Mason Diller.
Got Isaac Lefevre down there announcing the batters.
Yeah, we had it was a real brief dedication thing for the Lefevre family complex finally. They had it between the top and bottom of the first inning. They did take some pictures out before the game with the players and some other people.
Good.
But it was like
well
maybe 30-second little
deserved,
blip.
You know?
So, yes, and much appreciated.
Very much. That ball's low and away.
And, you know, you look out at the scoreboard here and the scoreboard on the girls, there's some really, really good, strong, beautiful sponsors that we have supporting – making this complex possible, and of course the Lefevre family with a large donation and
there is a ground ball right to the second baseman. Second baseman scoops, flips over to second, and that's going to be a drop ball by the shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Routine
that?
Play right there for the second baseman and the shortstop, and the shortstop just didn't watch it in his glove, and he bobbles it on the ground. And for us, it was nice. Alex was down there and slid right in, and he's safe. So Mason Diller reaches on an air. I'm going to give that to the shortstop because that was absolutely an easy play.
Well, so he did what I did.
He's got the bases loaded now.
When that guy flipped the ball, I looked down because that play was over.
Yeah, he bobbled
so he
that,
looked
baby.
Down too.
Check, swing, strike. So the 9-hole hitter here, Reese Evers, got a chance to drive in some Indians here, and we need them bad.
Yes.
So come on, 2-5.
Yes. Just have fun and swing the ball. Swing the bat at the ball.
Curveball right there stays in. Evens count at 1-ball, 1-strike. Jude Count Sr. on the mound for the old Rushi Raiders.
Yep.
That one's down. Nice job by Reese. Good eye.
Who are the Reds playing today?
The Orioles. Baltimore. They beat them last night. Baltimore Reds only had 2 hits. LA had both of them.
Cal Ripken still playing.
Cal is starting his 1,399th straight game. No, that's way more than that. I don't even remember what it was.
Thousands.
Something
that's
crazy.
80 years he played every game.
There's a strike 3 right call on Reese.
Yep.
No swings on that at bat, and we go down 3 Ks in that inning. But we load the bases, we strand 3, and at the end of 2 complete, 11-0 in favor of the Raiders.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And it's starting to get too late, isn't it, to get the perfect lot over there?
Well, we're down to three lots, Neil, so...
Oh, I was thinking you said the other day you had four.
I think I sold another one, so I think I'm down to three lots. And
man, and there isn't a bad lot out there from what I can see. It's just,
well, it's just it's four lots completed on both sides, and... It's gonna be really nice.
Four completed houses, and just, you know, and every house out there is nice, great neighborhood.
Yeah, it'll be great when it's all said and done. And yep, always takes time.
And man, well, yeah, and you know, I know when you did that, you were thinking, man, we need it, but that's a huge investment.
It's a big time investment. There's no doubt about that. All right, here we go. Top of the third inning. Jude Count's going to lead us off here for the Rishi Raiders against Troy Hellman. Troy's first pitch is high. Rishi brings nine batters to the plate in the top of the first and score three runs. They bring 13 batters to the plate in the top of the second. We need a 1-2-3 goose egg, Neil.
Yep.
There's a strike right at the knees.
Pretty pitch.
Evens the count at 1-1. These guys are hitters now. They got six hits like we said, we've walked six so far in this ball game. And
if I remember right, their first batter hit a line shot right at Troy Homan in center field. He wandered a half a step to his right and caught it. And just hit it right straight to him.
Then they had a triple, double, walk.
Big old swing and a miss.
And that's the first punch out right there for Troy.
Good job.
One up, one down. Counts goes down swinging. And that's going to bring Zeb Schulze. Schulze so far is, let's see here, he is actually 0-1. Popped up to the second baseman and walked his last time up. Pitch a little elevated right there, 1-1, no strikes. To Schulze, 2-2 and a strike, pardon me. Two and oh comes high and in. Might have got a piece of him, and it does.
Heard a plunk, but I was hoping it was the butt of the bat, but it wasn't.
Nope, got a piece of him, and he went down to first base. So now with the runner on and one away, it's going to bring up Ben Rinderly, DH.
Now batting, number 23.
Big boy.
Rinderly.
I saw a ball when I was actually mowing, and I saw Troy and Reese go back, and I wonder if that was the triple there in the first inning by Cordonier.
Cordonier
that went to the wall there.
Yep. Three or four hopped the wall, but it was a
swing and a miss.
Bullet out there. Wendell took off trying to get it, but he didn't have any chance.
Nope, that was a good gapper.
Looked pretty good, but probably
caught the ball a little outside. Diller thought about going down with a snap throw to first to Gavin down there, and runner was back easy. Oop. Troy hits that guy right in the elbow. So back to back.
Yep, he had an elbow pad on too. So not sure if that's a strategy for him, but.
In those situations like that, you know, he kind of made a little move, but he didn't kind of put.
Yeah.
He could have got out of the way of that one if you ask me, but bottom line is it was an inside pitch and.
Yeah.
He got hit. So
but
now,
if it's a really good curveball, he can think it's coming at him and move out of the way and come across the plate and look like a fool. So,
yeah, that one didn't move.
Nope.
Troy now with guys at first and second. One out.
That one gets.
That pitch comes in and goes over Mason Diller's head. Hits him in the helmet, I think.
hit some something. Hit something
his,
popped.
Might have hit his mitt a little bit, and then it went off his helmet. But
yeah, not sure what happened there.
Easy 90 feet for the two runners, so they're now standing at second and third.
Only one out.
And one out. We get the first guy out, and then we hit the next two hitters, and that one is
way up over.
I mean, over his head.
Diller gets the ball, Diller picks it up, and dives to home plate to try to tag the runner, and just missed him. I thought he might have had him, but
came off the wall perfect for him. And,
yeah.
And he had a chance, but
yeah,
runner was had a good jump.
Troy was there to try to cover, but I think Mason did the right thing just to keep the ball himself and try to beat the runner to the plate. So
that makes it 12 zippers. Schulze now scored twice on the day. One of many of the Raiders that scored twice. All right, runner in third, one out. That pitch is a strike on the outside edge. Two balls and a strike now. That one's popped up in the infield. Troy's making the call for it, and he makes the play. So two away. Runner stays at third, obviously. That's going to bring the fifth batter to the plate, and that's Micah Greasup.
Now batting number 10, Micah Greasup.
Are all these guys 6'6", or am I just dreaming?
Yeah. Well, you know, they've had a pretty good run in basketball, too.
That is an absolute rocket off the mound out into center field.
Yep.
And that's going to score another run. So Renderly comes around to score to make it 13-0. Micah Greasup now 2-for-3 on the day, second single.
That hit the front part of the mound, so it rocketed over Troy's head, also rocketed over the infielder's heads.
Yeah, rocketing out right across the bag out the outfield. So we go back to the leadoff man, Felix Francis. Francis takes the first one foul down the parking lot, out the driveway.
Out to the retention pond, detention pond.
0-1 count, two away, top of the third, 13-0 ball game. That one's pretty much a replica of the first one.
It's cart golf.
Look at that. See where the other one is? Within 15 feet. If I was a guy walking out to get the ball, I'd probably be walking with my head looking this way.
Yeah, there's another one coming.
I will take one right off the old middle of the back. And there's a ground ball. This one he pulls foul down the third baseline. He's wasting balls wide open.
Yep. At least that one stayed in play. So we don't have any little kids here that are running after the baseballs at New Bremen. They had little kids all over the place chasing baseballs.
Yeah.
And they had plenty of chances there. A lot of them fouled off, and both teams were bopping them all over the place.
Ooh, nice off-speed pitch called ball. Nice pitch there of an 0-2 count. Good job by the batter to hang off of it. Tough one to watch. That one is going to be blooped over the, oh, my goodness.
First baseman's head and
goes out between first and the second baseman and lands about 20 feet in the grass, and that's going to be another base hit for Francis. He goes to first, Greasup over to second, and now the two-hole hitter.
24, Braylon Cordonnier.
Yeah, so normally I would say
the plate, left-hander.
I would say that was a lucky hit. But they're 14-4. That wasn't a lucky hit. They just do that all the time.
Well, he was just fighting it off and popped that baby out there.
Yep.
Nobody's at.
That's a good batter. And
good piece of hit.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Well, started out looking like it possibly could be a quick inning for Troy. Ended up being right now he's at seventh batter again.
Yep. And a couple runs in. I hear our tornado test siren going off.
I think it's just noon. Yeah.
Yep. Well, they do that the first Saturday of every month. They run the.
Is that right?
Yep. First Saturday.
That one's inside. Called strike.
I'm thinking that I'm going to say at least one of my plates and two of my glasses have rattled out of the cupboard.
Is that right?
Yeah, it rattles stuff in my house pretty good. I'm only 100 feet from that siren.
He was wearing on that curveball, and he hits a high towering drive out to center field. Center fielder looks like he's got it under control, and he does. And that's going to be out number three. But in the inning, they pick up two runs on a few hits. They strain a couple, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians need a truckload. We're trailing 13 to zip.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools, to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back. Indians taking on the Rushi Raiders. And Reese Wendell picks on the first pitch. And... grounds it to the second baseman, who picks it up, throws over to first, one up, one down on one pitch. Alex Dews is now coming to the plate.
Thank you, Spency.
Yep.
All right, Ducey comes up. He's 0-for-1, struck out in the first inning. The pitch, he takes a strike right below the knees.
So a little craziness on Thursday in the MAC.
Yeah, there were some crazy games going on, wasn't there?
Yep.
A pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. You guys obviously saw Dandy over at New Bremen. And Minster takes care of
Coldwater.
Coldwater. And then
St. Henry beat Versailles.
St. Henry takes Versailles' first loss. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty tough to run the table on anything in the MAC.
Yeah.
No matter what sport it is. And,
yep.
And, you know, St. Henry. They got one loss, and that came here at Fort Recovery.
Yep. We beat them 2-0.
And that pitch is strike two right there, right across the middle of the plate. Boys, we got to swing the bat.
Alex has been swinging the bat pretty well, but not today. Doesn't seem like he's not sure.
This kid must have a pretty good breaking ball. I was going to say that baby right there was a perfect breaking ball coming in there at about 80 mile an hour, and it cut right across the plate. And Ducey goes down looking.
And the counts looks like a really good pitcher, but I'm going to say he's probably not their number one.
I have no idea. I would probably think not. I'm assuming they save him for their league games and stuff.
Yep.
So Caden Homan steps in. Caden Homan grounded out to the shortstop in the bottom of the first inning, and he steps back in there, takes the first pitch strike. Man, he must have a hell of a...
That one,
breaking ball.
Holman leaned back on that one like it was going to hit him, and it came across the plate. Yeah.
0-2 count. Now he better be looking for that Uncle Charlie again here. Better hang in there.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch, and that's the hard curve, and he breaks it off at the table, and that's going to be strike three. Three up, three down for counts. Indians go down in order, and we'll move to the top of the fourth. Indians trailing 13-0.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, welcome back to the Battlegrounds. Troy Hellman back out there on the mound for his third inning of work. And he's going to face the 3-4-5 guys from the Rushi Raiders. Going to be Monin, Quinter, and Counts, first three batters. First pitch comes in there. He gets a piece of it and fouls it away for strike number one.
Looked like he was trying to bunt there for maybe a base hit. Interesting.
Well, when you got a 13-0 lead, you can try some silly stuff.
Yes, why not?
There's a strike right there across the middle of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Indians still looking for their goose egg on the board here. The first one, they got a top of the fourth here, and they've scored 3 runs, 8 runs, and 2 runs, respectively. There is a hard ground ball to the second baseman. He boots it, but he's got time. Fires over to first base to Gavin and out number one. That's one good thing about hitting them hard is that if you actually bobble them, you still have a little time to regroup. Grab it.
Yep.
Take your time. Make the play. So Alex does that.
Yep.
Throws the runner out at first, and that's going to bring Hayden Quinter to the plate, third baseman for the Raiders.
And especially if you get in front of it so it can't get past you. That's not always easy to do.
There is a curve ball that is waited on and popped right out to center field for a one-out single.
Yep, about 15, 20 feet into the grass again.
Nicely done by the young man. He is now 1-for-3. He walked in the first inning and scored. And that's going to bring up the fifth hole hitter, Jude Counts, the pitcher on record for the Raiders, who is actually pitching a no-hitter as we speak.
Oh, I don't care for that.
Indians looking for their first base hit. We've had some runners, but we haven't got a hit. Quick throw over to first, and he's back in time. Troy, just throw some strikes, buddy. Come on now. There is a weak ground ball to the third baseman. He comes up and fires across the field, makes a nice play, gets him by a step. So a nice play down there by Caden Greasy to throw the runner out. He does move the runner over to second.
He threw a BB over there, yeah, man. That was a shot.
The Rockets. So two away now. Runner at second is going to bring up Zeb Schultze.
Got two Zebs. Got a Zeb Borchers and a Zeb Schultze on their team.
Nice pitcher.
We don't have any Zebs.
We don't have a Zeb.
We got two Reeses, two Wendells, two Alexes. I think somebody else. I think there's another one.
Two bad announcers.
Well, one.
That one's high. One ball, one strike, two away here.
Can't believe you said that about Reese Guggenbiller.
No, I was picking on Reese. Nobody knows. He doesn't say nothing.
No. He hadn't made a mistake yet, has he?
No, he never screws up.
And he doesn't. The best thing is he doesn't screw up on the computer playing the commercials. Anytime you hear that happen, that's me.
That's you. Ooh, he goes after the curveball. I don't know. That was kind of a silly thing. I think it actually hit the dirt in front of the plate, and the bat actually was right there and smacked her foul. So foul ball. count remains at 1-2 with 2 away. Troy, one pitch away from putting the old zero spotter up there for the Rishi boys, and hopefully the Indians can come in here and just light it up.
That would be good.
Ooh, that curveball just a little outside. Good eye.
I don't know if it's good strategy or not, but I would say when it's hard turn to bat every time in this game anyway, being down 13 to nothing, just swing. Try to hit the ball. Don't try to work walks. Don't try to do any of that stuff. Just get out there and swing, hit. Even if it doesn't drop in there, you're putting the bat on the ball. I don't know if that's a good strategy or not, but that's...
Well, you want to hit strikes, and you know, the main goal is to hit a good pitch, and that one comes in, bounces, gets away from Diller, and runner gets over to third, and the next pitch comes in off the tip of the bat, foul ball. Evens the count now, or makes the count full. 3-2 with two outs. Runner at third. And that is Quinter. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, check swing. I think he went. Absolutely,
yep.
He did.
So yep.
Umpire gets it right that time. Strikeout swinging. And
got
for the
your
first
goose
time,
egg.
The Indians get a goose egg on the board. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians need a bunch to get back in this thing, but we can do her. We'll be back in a bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. It's going to be Gavin Fowler, Troy Homan, and Caden Greasy. First three batters here for the Indians, and they need to get on and get over and get in, or this thing is going to be over here pretty shortly. 13-0 ball game.
Yep.
In the fourth, Indians need to pick up some runs here this inning or the next, or this thing will be shortened.
Yep. It's a nice day to get out here. There's no breeze.
Yeah, very
not,
nice.
No hot sun to sit in. It's just completely overcast and just, I'm guessing 70 degrees.
Actually,
or something.
I think we're supposed to get some rain later on this afternoon.
Yeah, the last I saw was about 3:30 is when it's supposed to roll in. So we'll get
her done.
This and all or most of the next game in before the
certainly
rain
think
gets
so.
Here.
If the Reds game don't get rained out tonight, that'd really be a bummer.
Yep, they very seldom do. And then there's nothing else to do in Cincinnati if you get the whole busload of idiots down there. There's not one more thing to do in Cincinnati if you can't go to the Reds game.
Turn around and come home.
Yeah, there's no bars, no casinos, nothing. You just probably sit in the bus and play cards or something.
Yeah, I'm sure we won't come up with anything. Here comes a 1-2 pitch, and that's going to be a high popper right back to the counts at the mound, and he flips over to first base for out number one here in the bottom of the fourth, and he continues to keep his no-hitter alive.
I think Troy's going to break that no-hitter.
I hope you're right.
Let's see if he can put one over that 295-foot palisade out there in right field.
Takes first pitch, strike at the knees. That baby is a wild pitch.
Yeah.
high, outside, back to the screen, and almost back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
It's one of them that Brother Jerry used to always say Steve Reinhart used to warm up that way.
Oh, yeah.
Said he would just throw them.
Yeah.
Just throw it all over the place.
Yeah, and also Mike Rammel did that, and
Kenny Tin did it, but he was actually trying to throw strikes.
Mike Minerding also did that.
Again, he was trying to throw strikes.
No, well, I mean, he would do it in warm-ups intentionally.
2-1, taking it to Belt for a strike. Evens the count of two just balls, two strikes.
Big old burly guy with a beard, about 6'3 and 300 pounds, and throwing as hard as you can possibly throw and with no control. And then he'd go out there and throw BBs right down the pike, and people would be scared as to be.
Well, it worked.
Yes, yeah, he worked on a lot of them. He could be intimidating, and so could Harpo back in the days. Full count here.
Yep, 3-2 count here to Troy. Troy walked his last time, and he'll follow that up with another walk.
Well,
so Troy back down to first base. Troy has reached the farthest. He's been to third base, and that was in the second inning, and that's where we left him. So Caden Greasy's going to step in there now. Caden's 0-for-1, struck out looking in the second inning.
Caden Greasy.
See what happens here. Got info that the girls are beating Marion Local 7-3 in the fifth inning.
That's good. That's good news.
See if they can hang on.
They've had a pretty nice season. And in the last, I'm going to say, 4 years, 5 years, they've gone from a win or two a year to being in virtually every softball game they play in.
Yeah.
So
fun to watch.
Yep.
That is a hard hit ball, unfortunately, right at the second baseman. Scoops fires to short.
Wow.
He steps on the bag, fires to first, and that is a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. So the Indians go down. We do get a runner on, and that's going to do it for us. We got a bunch of goose eggs on there. We'll go to the top of the fifth. Indians trail 13 zippers.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to the battleground where the Indians are trailing 13-0. And we're going to the top of the fifth inning. We finally put a goose egg on the board with the Rushi Raiders last inning. They scored 3 in the first, 8 in the second, 2 in the third, finally 0 in the fourth, but they lead 13-0. Here's some of the things that went on in the MAC on Thursday. Some kind of surprises, I would say. St. Henry beat Versailles to give them their first league loss. St. Henry beat them 8-3, scoring, I believe it was 5 runs in the top of the eighth inning and shutting Versailles down in the bottom of the eighth. And then Minster beat Coldwater 6-5. Alex Dews pitched a perfect game, 4-0 over New Bremen. Delphus St. John's beat Marion Local 2-1, and Parkway beat New Knoxville 4-2. That's how the MAC went on Thursday. And we're starting off here, Ben Renderley for the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, we got a new pitcher out there. I think it's Sage Wendell out there on the mound. He's going to try to throw an inning or so and see what he can do. One ball, one strike here to the leadoff guy, Ben Renderle, the DH for the Raiders. He takes a ground ball. It's going to be a weak one, and it's going to be right between Greasy and Deuce at shortstop. So a leadoff base hit. Actually, I think Deucey thought that Greasy was going to get that ball, and he kind of pulled his glove up, and Greasy didn't get to it.
Yep.
The ball went right out to left field, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit and bring up Cooper Unver for.
Yep, it was between them and
placed it perfectly there.
Yep.
That pitch is wild and outside, and it's going to be an easy 90 feet for Renderle.
Yep. A right-handed batter hit in the left-handed batter's box.
I'm not sure I've seen Sage pitch.
I've seen him pitch a couple times. He doesn't pitch a bunch, but
I think he came in and pitched last year one time. I remember listening to you. There's a bunt, and that's going to be the perfect bunt down the third base line. Quick throw over to third. Ooh, I think we might have had it.
Umpire calls him safe that he got under it, but
Actually, nice play by Sage Wendell.
It sure was.
He came fired over to third base, and the runner had his hands out, and I thought Caden put his hands right where he needed to, and everybody's safe in the meantime. So base hit by Unverfirth moves him to first. Renderle over to third, and now they got runners on the corners.
Looks like they're going to.
It should be hit number 10.
Coach is saying Adam for Braylon. Maybe look, I'm going to say that's a
pitch runner.
Pitch runner,
Yeah, actually, I think what they're doing is the next guy. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like the same runner. Who's
Braylon? The next batter or something? I can't see what we have coming up.
I'm thinking maybe it's just Braden, not Braylon. Braden.
Oh, okay.
Is what I think it is.
Oh, okay.
We'll find out.
Yep.
All right. One ball, no strikes. Sage comes in there, and there's a ground ball, right to the wickets of Caden Greasy.
Yep.
And the runner stays at third because he thought he had to stay at third, and luckily.
Yeah, when it got through, he tried to take off, and his foot went out from under him, and he just fell right down on the bag.
Yep.
So he stayed there.
That's an E5.
Yeah. He'd probably feel bad if they weren't up 13-0, if they needed that run.
Yeah.
But bases
loaded.
Loaded,
nobody out, and looks like number three is coming to the plate. Matteo Morelli. He's going to be batting for Francis. Matteo Morelli.
Francis is our leadoff. Felix Francis is our leadoff batter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, well.
Braylon Cardano is on deck.
Let's get us a double play.
Looks like they're going to have a different guy bat for him, too. I can't really tell. Yep. All right, nobody out. Bases loaded. Late swing and a miss right there.
That's Haney on deck there. Yep, Adam Haney. Finally turned where I could read his number.
Swing and a miss right there by Morelli.
Yep, fooled him pretty good there.
He's been sitting on the old pine over there. Now they throw him in, bases loaded. He's a little stiff. That one's fouled. Young man is a senior for the Raiders.
Yep, lined it right above their dugout.
Ooh, curveball catches him right there, out number one. So Morelli goes down looking.
In center field, Troy Homan. In left field, Reese Wendell. And on the mound, Sage Wendell. Now batting number 20, Adam Haney.
So Adam Haney's going to come in and bat for Cardonier.
Does look like number 12, Monin, on deck, so I think that's.
That pitch is taken for a strike. Bases loaded, one out, Haney at the plate, takes another strike right there. So nice job by Sage to get ahead of him. No balls, two strikes.
Bottom end of the zone, perfect. Nice pitch.
That one taken high.
Yeah, flinched at it, but didn't break the plane of the plate.
Nope, so. He didn't go. One ball, two strikes, one away here. Be nice to get time to get a punch out here.
Yep.
Ooh. Check swing again. And
I had to check that check with that other umpire. I thought he went. But nobody's asking him to, so.
I don't think his back got in front of the plate. There's strike three. Nice job by Sagey. Back-to-back punch out looking. Out number two, and that's going to bring in Braden Monin. So Monin is the actual three-hole hitter. The last two outs have been subs coming in for the Raiders, and yep. Monin steps in now. He scored twice, and he takes the first pitch and rockets it out towards right field, and it goes off the glove of the diving. I think it's Rex Leverett, and that's going to score yep. two. He comes up firing in, and that is a two-run base hit for Monin.
Yep, he almost caught that on that dive.
That was a heck of a try out there.
And he did keep it from getting it. Didn't exactly stay in front of him. He'd only got about 3 feet away from him. So he did knock it down. So that was good because that one could have rolled to near the fence. And if Rex is down there on the ground, it takes him a long time to get up.
Well, in the end, Rennerly scores, Unverworth scores, Greasup over to third, and Monin is at first base. So we got runners at the corners now. And Hayden Quinter, your batter, takes first pitch high for ball one.
Remember about 6 or 7 years ago when Sage Wendell was a cute little bat boy, about 3 feet tall?
No, he's out there on the mound. Yeah,
about 6'1", and an athlete.
2 balls, no strikes. That one's swung on and popped sky high and out of play.
Up toward the parking lot. Ooh, came, hit about 5 feet from the driveway, and a car was driving by. If it had gone another 5 feet, it might have gone in that passenger window.
Welcome to the game.
Get yourself a souvenir.
That one swung on and popped up. Gavin looks like he's going to be out there making a play on it. Now nobody nope. does, and everybody gives up on it, and the ball falls in the gravel.
Yep, out there in that little warning track on the side.
So I'm sure that ball shouldn't have been caught there, folks.
Yeah, I think it should have been. I think Alex Garkey had a pretty good chance at it.
2-2 count now. Deuce is wild on the old scoreboard. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and hit out towards right field. Looks like Rex has got a play on that one, and he does for out number three. But in the inning, they pick up a couple of runs on a few hits. They strand a couple, and we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians need 5 to keep this game, actually 6 to keep this game alive. They're trailing 15-0.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, back to the old battlegrounds. Indians still looking for their first hit of this ball game. They trail 15-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it's going to be Garkey, Diller, and Evers, 7-8-9-4.
The purple and white.
Let's see if we can get something going here.
I think we're going to get base runners and runs.
I'm hoping you're right.
Might not get six, but I think we're going to break the no-hitter and break the shutout.
Let's find out. Goes Ryan Steinbrenner, him and his family heading down to the old Reds game this afternoon. Number 44 steps in, Alex Garkey. He started the game out pitching for the Indians.
I think Corey Gerlach's going to go down with some people, maybe some Sanery people that are going to have a suite there or something going on. I'm not sure exactly what. But
is that right?
Yep.
That pitch taken in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to Alex Garkey.
So we won't have very many people here at the second game because they're all going to be on their way to Cincinnati.
Not me, my friend, not me. Swing and a miss right there on the breaking ball. You're on your own.
Yep. Well, I say everybody in Fort Recovery, just don't go spending a lot of cash today because you might need it for bail money for somebody, some of your friends.
We're pretty dang. Getting old.
Now, you are. I'm not worried about you. Some of those other yahoos that are going along.
I keep under control.
That's good.
Here comes a 2-2. Hey, I think we're going to get a hit, and we do, folks. Spencer was right.
Oh, and he's still... He
right fielder tried to throw him out at first, and
he almost pulled a Ross Holman on him.
Garkey was, I'm not going to say he was sprinting down first, but I think he thought he had an easy first base, and the right fielder come up firing. And actually, I think he only there for about a step and a half. So, first base hit of the game goes to Alex Garkey for the Indians. He's down at first base. Mason Diller comes to the plate. And let's see if the Indians can rally.
I think it was Ross, or maybe Will, or maybe both of them used to play out there. And
I've seen Ross throw many guys out. He played a lot shallower.
Yeah, and he somebody would get what they thought was a base hit, and he'd throw them out at first base. It's fun. People don't expect that.
No, they don't expect that heater coming in there. That one's popped up foul out in the old parking lot. My son's got the smoker out over there. I wonder what he's up to.
Yeah, maybe.
That one's fouled off his foot.
Maybe there'll be some leftover brisket or something when you get home.
I don't know. He went turkey hunting this morning and said he had turkeys all around him, but he couldn't get one close enough to get it. So.
I almost got a few the other day at the cop van.
Wild turkeys?
Yep.
Is that right?
There's a flock of them standing out in the middle of the road, came over a hill. There they were. They wouldn't be very good eating if they got squished by a van.
I don't know if anybody eats them. I really don't. I have no idea what to do
with
them.
I don't know either.
That one's popped foul out of play. One ball, two strikes to Mason Diller. Receivers on deck here for the Indians. Leadoff base hit by Alex Garkey. He stands at first. Quick throw over to first, and he's back in time.
We've only had a few base runners, haven't we?
Well, we loaded the bases in the second. That's where we left everybody. Mason takes a good cut, fouls it back to the screen. He stays alive.
Yeah, Reese Wendell got led it off with getting plunked and then got caught stealing second.
Here comes the 1-2. Check swing foul. Mason just hanging in there.
Yep.
Hanging around, making this guy work. You're doing a good job. A good at bat here by Mason Diller.
You might as well get a base hit, too. Why not?
Heck yeah. Stays alive. Keeps pecking away at him. Fouls that one back to the screen.
Get a lot of practice swings in, isn't he?
Yeah, this has got to be... Oh, man. I'm guessing this could be up to pitch six or seven here, maybe.
Yep, one ball, two strikes, but...
He's fouled at least four off.
Yeah, yep.
One, two delivery again, coming to Diller. Good eye, that one down on the ground. Makes it two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians down double digits.
Yep, way too many.
Now the 2-2 delivery. Ooh, out in front of that baby on that curveball, and he gets him. So punch out to Mason Evers, or Mason Diller, I'm sorry. out number one, and that's going to bring. Looks like Rex Leverett's going to bat here and place the receivers.
Number 22, Rex Leverett.
Rexy steps in there, takes a hard cut, misses.
It's a big old swing.
Yeah, he did. He took a good rack at that one. Nice pitch right there. Buckled him right there on a curveball. Now the pitcher's way out in front. Counts has given up only one hit in this ball game, and now I think he's mad.
Well, yeah, it's just first guy this inning.
That one's going to get away from the catcher, and that's going to be an easy 90 for Alex Garkey. Yep.
So he said Harrison's got the smoker out. Is he helping you all summer?
Yep, he came to work. He's working full-time, so... yeah, it's going good. Been
good.
Fun. And
yep.
Actually, Alex took a tumble yesterday, and not Alex, Calvin took a tumble yesterday.
Is that why he wasn't at lunch yesterday?
He went to meet some of his buddies. Yeah, before we quit, he slipped and fell up against his ribs. He said he was feeling better this morning, but knocked the air out of him. And that pitch is going to get away from the catcher again, and that's going to move Alex over to third. So the Indians... now have their second base runner of the game 90 feet away from scoring for their first run of the game. And let's see if Rexy can knock him in. Two balls, two strikes.
I'll take a sacrifice fly.
Well, he's through the last three of the fence, so Alex might as well be ready. He may score here on another pass ball. That's how he got to third. Here comes the 2-2 curveball. Outside, ball three.
Full count now. Go, Rex. He's going to throw you a strike.
Yeah, he's probably going to throw a straight one, would be my guess. So you might as well be ready for a fastball here. He doesn't want to walk the guy. Swing and a miss. Got him on high cheese.
Mm. That was a nice pitch.
That was all gas.
Yep.
Well, we roll back to the top to Reese Wendell.
Now batting number 99, Reese Wendell.
Reese 0 for 2. Pretty much everybody 0 for in this ball game except one guy, and that's Alex Garkey, who is 1 for 2. Actually, one for one. He walked his other time up. First pitch comes in to Reese, taking first strike. Next offering swung on and fouled back to the screen. Counts way in front here. Reese Wendell, no balls, two strikes, two away. Indians down to their last strike. Curveball, and that's in the dirt. Reese checks his swing. Nice stop by the catcher. That saved a run, folks.
Yep. Okay, the catcher asked him to check with the field umpire to see if he did go. Said no, he did not.
He's put her in play, knocking around. What the heck? That's high. Ball two. That curveball rung him up right there, and that's going to be the ball game, folks. Reese goes down looking. And that'll do it for this first game of the doubleheader. Indians lose 15 to zippers. We'll be back with a quick recap right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. 4274.
How you doing, buddy? All right, welcome back to the old battlegrounds here. We're getting ready to wrap things up here on this game number one. Indians fall 15-0 to a pretty rock-solid Rushi Raiders baseball team. For the Raiders, they have 15 runs on 11 hits. We gave them 7 free passes. We struck them out 6 times in the ballgame. They only committed 1 error in the ballgame. They stranded 9, and we hit 3 batters. So if you look at it that way, Spencey, that is 9 free passes we gave them as far as hitting them and walking them and,
yep.
And 3 errors we had. So that's a dozen, and that's too many.
Yeah.
For the Indians, we have 1 hit, and that went to Alex Garkey in the bottom of the 5th inning. He made it all the way around to 3rd on some passed balls, but that's where we left him. So 1 hit for the Indians. We did walk 3 times. He struck us out. Counts pitched a 1-hit shutout. He struck us out 9 times. We only stranded 4 runners, and he did hit one guy, and they only committed 1 error. So nice game by Rushi. They move on to what was their record? 14 and something. You said
14-4. They're now 15-4.
They go to 15-4. And
yep.
How many out? Well, we got a half hour in between games. Or
yeah,
something
like that.
Roughly
yeah,
30
so,
minutes. So yep. I'm going to sign off and head her home. And Spencey will take care of game number 2. And Spencey,
yep.
Get us a victory, buddy.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. I'm going to have some fun down in Cincy. Talk
all
to you
right.
later.
Appreciate you helping out, Dave. Thanks for listening. And we'll come back in just a little bit with game 2 of this doubleheader with the Rushi Raiders. Back after about a half an hour.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.